Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, certainly we'd like to hear from you, and please do so by contacting us either at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Esau, who was the son of Isaac and the brother of Jacob, according to the writer of Hebrews, was a profane person. He says, who for one morsel of food sold his own birthright, that we read in Hebrews 12, verse 13. The word profane generally describes the desecration of that which is holy or sacred. This was one of the accusations that was made against Paul by the Jews, when they said in Acts 21 and verse 28 that he brought Greeks also into the temple and have defiled this holy place. You see, a profane person would therefore be one who fails to consecrate himself to God and God's purposes for man. Every Christian, for example, is to be a priest who offers himself and his life unto God. And for us to fail to do that is profane or unholy. So Esau was a profane person because he took lightly his role as the oldest son, and he sold the birthright that granted him both the privileges and the responsibility of that role. In fact, one translation of Hebrews 12 and verse 16 calls Esau a godless person. But what were the qualities of Esau that made him profane or godless? Well, first of all, there was his focus on the flesh. Esau, like all profane persons, focused his mind on the flesh. When he came in that day from hunting, he could think of nothing else but his hunger. He smelled the red stew that Jacob had cooked up. He couldn't get his mind off of its smell, his anticipation of its taste, and the satisfaction that it offered his empty stomach. His soul, his relationship and responsibility to the family as the eldest son, and what is right, all of that was forgotten in the weakness of the moment. We don't have time to read it, but you can go back to Genesis chapter 25, and there you start your reading at about verse 27, and read the story that we're simply referring to here in our study this morning. You see, man so easily ignores his soul, and he sets his affection on the flesh, and he violates his sacred duties to God. This, as with Esau, makes him a profane person. Another thing that made Esau a profane or a godless person was exaggeration. You know, Esau also exaggerated his situation. Let's read it in Genesis 25, verse 32, where he says, "Behold, I am about to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" You see, humans, of course, can go several days without food. Jesus, we remember, he fasted for 40 days. And mankind in our own time have done the same. So Esau clearly was not about to die. He was so totally caught up by his fleshly desire and its demands that he was unable to just calmly analyze the situation and see that there were alternatives. You know, mankind today experiences this, whether that they're trying to diet or whether they're trying to overcome an addictive habit or to avoid the practice of sin. They think they're going to die if they don't have a piece of that chocolate pie. Or they think they're going to die if they just don't get that cigarette. Or they think they're going to die if they don't get another man's wife. See, many are arguing these days that they are born homosexuals or alcoholics and that they just simply must fulfill those desires. But friends, exaggerating problems or temptations, as Esau did, makes for profane persons. And that's true even today. Another thing that made Esau a profane or godless person was he ignored the avenues of escape. Esau, and this is the last point we want to make about him, was a profane person because he failed to see any other avenue of escape. We know, for example, that Esau himself was a good cook. His father loved the meat that he bought from the field and prepared for him. And it was good-tasting meat that he prepared. We see that in Genesis chapter 27, verses 3 and 4. What we read is that it says, "Now therefore, please take your weapons and your quiver and your bow and go out to the field and hunt game for me and make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." So truly, Esau was a good cook. His father loved his cooking. So, yes, we know that Esau was tired. He was hungry when he came in from the field. But there was, nevertheless, another alternative open to him other than that of selling his birthright. If his brother was too selfish to give him some stew, he could have boiled up some porridge of his own. He did not have to sell his birthright for a bowl of soup. You know, the New Testament reminds us today that when we are tempted to sin, there are ways of escape that God provides. Paul appealed to the Old Testament examples of sin to warn God's people not to sin. And in so doing, he reminds them of what we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but will, with the temptation, make also the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." We today look at Esau and we wonder how anyone could be so foolish and so profane that he would sell the family's blessings and position for a bowl of red stew. He then goes his merry way, indulging the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life in exchange for his own soul. Remember, Jesus asked a question, and really, the answer was obvious when he said, or asked rather, in Matthew 16 and verse 26, "For what shall a man profit if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" And then he asked the question, "What will a man give in exchange for his soul?" We're told, too, in 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse 15, the avenues that sin, of all of the sins they are, the three avenues by which they make their approach to us. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." See, when the flesh interferes with our sacred duty to God and our going to heaven, we are just as profane, just as godless as Esau. But friends, you and I will pay a much greater price. Let's read Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 27. "But a fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace?" One of the passages we want to look at as we bring our study this morning to a close is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Beginning with verse 7, notice what we read. "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." Yes, Esau was a profane person. But friends, let us see and understand as a result of our study how easy it is that we too can fall into that same category and be profane just as Esau was. Friends, we see our time is up. We appreciate so much you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.